Frills for Freddy. Rubber Pants Version. By Christine Kringle. Prologue. A quick catch-up from the previous book, Belle means beautiful. Mary Ryan was a fairly typical suburban housewife. She had a husband that she loved, a couple of kids, and a nice home in a nice neighborhood. Mary probably would have bristled if you called her life boring, but it was certainly sedate, bordering on mundane. It was doubtful that Mary could have told you where it had all changed for her. Her dreams of excitement and travel had slowly eroded away, leaving her with a life of safety and predictability. She wasn't miserable, and in fact, the compromises happened so slowly and subtly that she hardly noticed and accepted her current life as the one she had wanted all along. Her husband, Freddie, was a good man. Reliable was the word that best described him, as he worked hard to provide for his family and had no real vices, outside of the occasional beer with the boys and devotion to the local sports teams. Many were the friends who reminded Mary of how lucky she was to have found a man like Freddie to marry, and she agreed. They had two children, Mike and Sarah, aged 12 and 10. They were the typical preteens, in that they were a bit rambunctious and loved to squabble with each other over almost anything. They were good kids, though, and rarely gave their parents anything to be concerned about. And so it was that in the eyes of suburbia, Mary seemed to have it all. A stable marriage to a good man, two healthy kids, and a nice home. There really wasn't anything else you could ask for, so why was it that Mary felt a creeping ennui overtaking her life? Why this subtle discontent with the routine of being a suburban wife and mother? She tried to console herself with the knowledge that this was the life she had chosen, and it was a good life, and to be dissatisfied with it was to show ingratitude to God or the universe or something, and in so doing invite the wrath of the powers that be, so she went about her days acting happy, even when she wasn't. Then one day fate intervened, as it often does. Mary was stepping out her front door to watch her kids play with the other kids in the neighborhood, and she found a package on her front porch. There was nothing unusual in that, as between her, Freddie, and the kids, there seemed to be an almost constant stream of packages that were delivered. Everything from cookware to school supplies, and everything in between. So it was with no great notice that she picked the package up and took it inside. There she grabbed her scissors and opened the package. Inside she found some books. A series of three books actually entitled Bedtime Stories for Sissy Babies. She picked up the first book and glanced at it. The back cover read, "The adult baby world is full of sissy babies, men who want to be baby girls and to enjoy the wonders and excitement of being diapered, wearing pretty baby dresses, and all the frills and lace of being a baby girl. Being an infant is a wonderful and thrilling experience." A sissy baby herself, Christine brings us stories of adult babies who want to be more than just a baby. They want to be baby girls. A wonderful collection of stories written to bring out the baby girl in you. Every night before you go to sleep, read one of these stories and drift off to dream world imagining that you are once again a baby girl. 6 sissy baby stories for your enjoyment. Pickup artist. Double identity. Experimental variations. Caught in the act. Second chance. Therapeutic doses. She wasn't shocked by the content of the box, more confused than anything. She wondered who would be sending such things to her home,